This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Election Day.
The power to change this country is in your hands.
Biden versus Trump.
We got to get out and vote. Get out and vote.
Fight for Senate control.
Take the majority leader's job away from Kentucky and give it to New York. We're not going to let that happen, are we?
Boarding up. Fearing violence.
Kind of a shame to see this need to happen. What should be a democratic process?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's Election Day.
We are going to win four more years in that very beautiful...
President Trump pushing hard for another 4 years in a blitz through battleground states. Challenger Joe Biden revved up support in Pennsylvania.
Hogan, you agree with me? My proposal...
Already close to 100 million Americans have voted in this election, smashing early vote records, and there's tension leading up to this day, with many businesses in major cities boarding up windows, fearing a kind of political hurricane, violence in the wake of the outcome. Correspondent Ben Tracy begins our coverage with the final hour's push by the incumbent.
We want to do it just like last time, but let's give me a little bit more margin than that, if you don't mind.
President Trump held his last rally of the campaign in the same place he ended his run for the White House back in 2016, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We can be a little bit superstitious, right?
The president made five stops in four different and important swing states.
Vote for your all-time favorite president.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the challenger hit the all-important Keystone State.
Pennsylvania is where Biden launched his presidential campaign 18 months ago.
We can only get this done in Pennsylvania if Pennsylvanians vote.
Biden needs to turn out white working-class voters, suburban voters, and he needs to perform better in rural Republican areas than Hillary Clinton did 4 years ago.
I'm off the deep end.
And the campaign's holding nothing back. Recruiting last-minute musical star power for their Pennsylvania push.
Vote against Donald Trump, a man who believes his fame gives him the right to grab one of your daughters or sisters or mothers or wives by any part of their bodies.
Biden campaigned with Lady Gaga in Pittsburgh, while John Legend campaigned alongside Kamala Harris in Philadelphia.
CBS's Janet Shamlian in Michigan begins our look at the high-stakes effort to get people to the polls in key states.
There's a big push by Republicans in the Detroit suburbs to get the vote out, especially here in hotly contested Macomb County, which has picked the winner for president the last four elections, including 2016, for Donald Trump.
I'm seeing just overwhelming support. I just don't think it's going to be that close.
I'm Jerika Duncan in North Philadelphia, where nonpartisan volunteers are canvassing this mostly African-American neighborhood in a last-minute effort to get out the vote.
If you can get one out of every 100 people that you talk to turn out that wouldn't otherwise have turned out the vote, then it is definitely was worth it.
I'm Manuel Bajorquez in Doral, Florida, where nearly 60% of registered voters in Miami-Dade County are Latino, like first-time voter Roxana Mello, a Cuban-American voting for President Trump.
It's going to do like a better job to, like in the economy.
Daniel Muñiz is Cuban-American too.
I'm Republican, but I'm going to vote for Biden this year. I do not like the president.
I'm Jamie Ukas, just outside Phoenix.
It's my first time voting.
Where both campaigns are targeting young voters who are turning out big time. Nearly 300,000 have voted already. That's up nearly 80% compared to 2016.
What are the issues to them that are most important?
It's not just one, it's a variety, from immigration to sometimes the environment.
Issues both young Democrats and Republicans share as priorities.
Control of the U.S. Senate is also in play today, as we hear from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
In Georgia, Republican David Perdue is running neck and neck with a 33-year-old Democrat, John Ossoff.
You shouldn't do everything that your handlers in Washington tell you to, because you'll lose your soul along the way, Senator.
In North Carolina, Republican Senator Tom Tillis has trailed his Democratic challenger, Cal Cunningham, for months. Cunningham admitted to an extramarital affair and it still didn't change the polls.
Martha, come up just fast.
In Arizona, John McCain's former Senate seat could also go blue. Republican Senator Martha McSally being criticized by former astronaut Mark Kelly for the GOP's response to coronavirus.
You guys did step one of the emergency procedure, and then you didn't do anything else.
And then there's Maine's Susan Collins.
I don't regret any of those votes.
She's being hammered for siding with the president in a state he lost by 3 points.
Making excuses for Trump's behavior.
Lindsey Graham's battle with Democrat Jamie Harrison is considered a toss-up in a state Graham won 6 years ago by 17 points.
Well, the fear over what might happen after today can be seen in the streets of many major cities, boarded up windows. From Boston, where Police Commissioner William Gross says,
we do have assets in place. If things do go to the side of civil unrest.
To Oregon and Governor Kate Brown.
Call up our National Guard should their services be deemed necessary.
Results are in this morning from the traditional midnight balloting in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
For president, 5 votes for Joe Biden.
It was a sweep for Joe Biden, winning all 5 votes. 4 people were killed, more than a dozen wounded in a shooting attack in Vienna, Austria. CBS's Vicky Barker.
He's in a closet.
Stay indoors, these policemen cry. Central Vienna was packed the night before a lockdown. This restaurant patron heard
the sound of firecrackers.
It was shots fired, police say, in 6 locations.
We saw the ambulance lining up. There was the body lying down the street next to us.
One gunman, a known ISIS sympathizer, shot dead. The hunt is on for possible accomplices.
There's an investigation in Grand Rapids, Michigan into vandalism at a 100-year-old Jewish cemetery. Red paint with the words Trump and MAGA defaced headstones. As CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us, a key figure on the White House coronavirus task force is speaking out.
Dr. Deborah Burke says much more aggressive action is needed in what she calls this deadly phase of the pandemic. Despite President Trump's assurances that the nation is rounding the corner, the Washington Post is reporting Burke said in an internal report yesterday that we're entering the most concerning phase of the pandemic. She's predicting the country will see more than 100,000 new cases a day this week.
A research group says a record 18.6 million guns have been sold in this country this year, and sales surged 65% last month. A mansion with a dark past is changing hands.
The Wall Street Journal says Palm Beach real estate developer Todd Michael Glazer has signed a contract to buy Jeffrey Epstein's waterfront estate, which came on the market in July, for $22 million. Glazer's plan? To tear it down and replace it with a 14,000-square-foot modern home. He says Palm Beach will be very happy it's gone. Epstein bought the spread for $2.5 million in 1990 and allegedly enticed and recruited underage girls to the property to have sex with him. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Actress Carol Arthur DeLuise has died. Her most memorable role may have been as the schoolmarm in Blazing Saddles, who speaks out against the town's new black sheriff.
Please remove him immediately.
She was 85 and the widow of Dom DeLuise, who was also in that film. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.